The Avett Brothers doing the title track from their latest album. It's called I and Love and You. Before that, we heard Vetiver doing Fog Emotion. That's off of their latest album, The Errant Charm. That one just came out on Sub Pop Records. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I'm very happy to welcome our next guests into the studio. They were with us, I believe, this time last year, actually, and they're getting ready to release a full-length album. We're going to give you all the details about their CD release show, about the album, and all kinds of other good stuff. But first, I'm going to hand things over to New Vega for some live music.
We take a ride and you come inside. Plant your seeds and you wait for me to wake up, to wake up at the edge of it, up at the edge of an innocent world gone wrong. Wake up at the edge of it, up at the edge of an innocent world gone wrong, gone wrong, gone wrong.
New Vega live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with the band here in just a moment. But before we do that, let's take a listen to one of the tracks from their forthcoming release. It's called Tempo, and this is Forming Circles. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WYSO. music from New Vega. That was Forming Circles off of their brand new album, Tempo. I'm Juliette Frumholt, and I'm very happy to welcome New Vega into the studios. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you back here. Was it this time last year that you were here? I think it was summertime.
It's a little towards the end of summer, but
all right. So it's been about a year, and here you are, and you've got this great album coming out. I guess the obvious question is, what have you been up to this past year? And I think I know part of the answer.
Recording, mixing. Yeah, a lot of time recording and mixing. We did the whole album ourselves, head to toe, tracking, producing, mixing, recording, mastering.
Building the studio.
We also built the studio.
Took some time.
So when you've got, you know, those capabilities at your hand, you're always in there perfecting. And I'm sure everybody around us told us that the album was great and it was perfect, but we were just like, not yet. Now, finally.
Yeah. Could have been released.
It is.
A few months ago, I suppose. Yeah.
It's the same album as it was 4 or 5 months ago.
It could be a hot January album or a hot summer album. So we chose summer album.
So I guess you kind of already answered my question, but when you have your own studio and you're doing it all yourselves, you know, you're not going someplace, obviously it gives you a little more freedom to do what you want, but does it also sort of get you in this mindset where you can make things take a lot longer?
Absolutely.
Than...
Oh, yeah. You're not on the clock. Yeah. You know? So you can take so much time
you can take a year.
You can take exactly a year from in between the times that you're on Kaleidoscope.
A lot of it too is you get an opportunity to check in with friends or other people you meet that might have a better, you know, more experience recording an album or mastering an album, and you know, you get to check in with them and kind of see, okay, well, you know, let's take like 3 weeks to just make sure we're at the right spot, you know, make sure all of our levels are where they need to be. You know, and then come back to it and then say, okay, well, just keep listening until it's dialed in, right?
As far as the songs themselves, you know, you're talking levels and, you know, mixing techniques and things like that, but did the actual songs themselves evolve over the recording process at all, or were they pretty set?
Yeah, definitely. And that was part of the reasoning for building the studio in the first place, I think, is because we all saw our music as something that was... not necessarily just a live sound where, you know, you have guitar, drums, and bass at hand, and that's what you have available to use to write the songs and play the songs. It was always more of about layering and having, you know, anything at your disposal to lay on top of what was already there. So that was a big reason for building the studio in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of really good opportunities to bring instruments in. From people that we knew, friends, we brought this great set of vibes, a vibraphone in from our friend Adam Elfers, and just said, okay, well, what do we got here, you know?
And that ended up on a few songs.
Let's just layer this in here or there, you know, and you can pull stuff out and be like, well, that's working, or that's not. Let's pull it back out.
Very cool, very cool. And so is your studio space also your practice space?
So
So has that changed the way that you guys develop new material now? Are you guys like recording as you practice and
yeah, not only that, but coming back to things that were recorded on a whim even years ago.
Yeah.
Certain songs will become, you know, something that we couldn't make work now becomes the bridge of a new song.
Or we'll be warming up with something and then all of a sudden Chance will play this line and Alex will play on piano and be like, "What did we?"
It sounds like a cover song at first.
That was a song we wrote, and then we'll go back and, you know, dig it out of the files and say, oh, this is what we were doing with it. Well, let's bring it back, or let's try it like this.
It's like validation of older material. Because before, like, if it wasn't recorded, it would be like, remember this? But, yeah, well, it didn't work for a reason, so we're not going to use it. But to go back and listen to it, this did work at a certain point. And we were behind this at one point, so let's bring it back and try it.
That's going to be really liberating to sort of, you know, be able to breathe new life into old material rather than constantly just, okay, that was then, and now we have to write all new stuff.
Yeah. And to tie it into the first question, some of the stuff, you know, you play live and it just doesn't quite sound right either. You don't have the right tone, or, you know, you only have two hands, you know, to play with. So you're not able to add this extra part that fills it in enough to make it click for you.
Yeah.
And being able to go back and find those recordings and bring them back and realize now that, you know, you have that option, it makes them usable again.
Yeah, and at the same time, being able to, maybe you just weren't in a certain mood or mode of songwriting, or maybe you were just kind of feeling a certain way, and maybe that song that we, or the couple of riffs that we played, you know, 3 or 4 months ago and recorded, all of a sudden makes sense in this newer part of your life where you're like, oh, things are a little bit different. I'm kind of feeling that right now. So let's, and then you, all of a sudden the next section comes. So that's always the hardest part, you know, is finding the next section to a song. And then all of a sudden, you know, that can kind of make or break a song. But if you can put it away for a little bit, come back to it, and then it's just like right where you left off.
As far as playing stuff live, having now completed an album that has a lot of layering and a lot of, you know, different sounds that you may not use in your live show, is it sort of hard to go back and then find those live versions of the songs for shows?
I have resorted to, for better or worse, a loop station. I play guitar, and it works. I make it work. It has to work. It must work. There's no other way to really to get this some of these songs work. But yeah, I mean, we juggle a lot. Alex, you know, two keyboard parts and singing, and all of us have started singing backup vocals and things like that, and we make it work. I appreciate a lot of how a band can pull off what's recorded live, and even like with what we're doing here with two acoustic guitars. I mean, I think everyone sees the value in that, to where, you know, you could have a band that plays with so many layered guitars and horns and a string section and whatnot, but as long as, you know, as long as the melody's there and the song's there, you can pull it off acoustically or on stage. And for us, for instance, I mean, we don't stray too far from like the structure of the songs on the album per se, or like the main melodies, but there's not going to be, like, for instance, in the song we just played, there's all these pizzicato strings in the bridge. Well,
we'll find a way to get
we'll get it.
We're still looking for some string players, I guess.
Plus, I mean, all the songs came from that original core of, hey, we are here with our instruments, yeah. You know? So we can, you know, we can polish them up, slow them down, think about them, listen to them in the studio. But still, when we go back, we say, okay, well, we didn't have all this before. You know, can we add it in, or can we, you know, maybe play a little bit differently so that one melodic line's popping out?
Yeah.
But like Chance said, you know, at the same time, all music can be stripped down to its core. You know, we had pizzicato strings, bells, vibes, keyboards, all in that last song, cut the strings that we just played, and practicing an acoustic sounds awesome to me.
That's the hope. Hopefully it sounds good. If you don't need all that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, if you can get away just playing the bare bones chords and the melody, and you can still get away with it and it sounds good, then that's, I mean, I think that's pretty much the goal.
I was going to say, just hearing the first acoustic song, Cut the Strings, back to back with one of the actual songs from the album, the mood and the vibe and everything, it's definitely there, whether it's acoustic or, you know, the full recorded version. So I think you guys are succeeding at it.
Thank you.
And with that, can we hear another live one?
Yeah,
of course.
All right. Well, we're going to give these guys a chance to grab their guitars, and then we'll be back to hear another live tune from New Vega. We'll also have some more tracks from their new album, Tempo, and we'll tell you about their CD release party. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Niki Leópolis traz para você Jazz Forward nesta quinta-feira no WISO de 8 às 11 horas da noite. São 3 horas do melhor do jazz internacional, do soul e do funk. Desde a melodia doce da bossa nova brasileira até o soul descolado das ruas de Londres. Jazz Forward, a rádio que toca você.
Jazz Forward with Niki Iliopoulos, Thursdays from 8 to 11 p.m. It's international.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we are ready to hear another tune from New Vega. They're live in our studios. We're going to be back to chat with them some more, and we're going to hear some more tracks from that new album. It's called Tempo, but first, here's a live one.
All right, this is the second song on the album called Patient Mind. Thank you.
discovered and
live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them here in just a moment. But first, we're going to hear another track from their new album, Tempo. This one is called All Too Soon, and you're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Off of their album Tempo, and it's called All Too Soon. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Fromhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by New Vega. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey. So this album is coming out on July 30th at Canal Street Tavern.
Yep.
Tell me about some of the bands that you're going to be playing with that night.
We're playing with the Future Laureates. They'll be opening the show at 10. Doors are at 9, and they'll be playing at 10. They reside in Chicago. Now, forgive me if they're listening. I don't know a whole lot about this band. I believe one or two of them are from Dayton. And they do this once a year. They come through and play at Canal Street, and bring a decent amount of people out. And, we're pretty excited. I think we'll work pretty well with them. You're going to spin a track of theirs later.
Yes.
Right, so everyone
yes.
can hear what they're kind of like. Good band, cool guys from what I've talked to. And, so that's going to be, they're going to open the show, and then we'll be playing after them. We'll play the album in its entirety, and then also maybe a few other older songs, maybe a couple covers, I assume. you know, just whatever. And then after that, our good friends are just formed a new project called Grenades.
Grenades!
I don't know if I'm supposed to say grenades. They're like grenades.
I don't know.
There's some punctuation after it. But they're our good friends. They've been in multiple different bands in the past, and we've always just kind of grew up around them, I suppose, as a band. And they've just, you know, kind of always been around. We've shared a lot of shows with them and their former bands. They'll be closing out the show. So they're a lot of fun. So it's going to be good.
Total
so three
fun.
Bands. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the album there for sale, obviously. Possibly thinking about if we have enough time, maybe some merchandise go along with it, but that's kind of up in the air. But definitely the album. It should be a party. I mean, it should be a really good night.
It's we're playing right in the middle, so it'd be nice. So if people are can't stay out super late, you know, but also at the same time can't make it super early, hopefully they can catch us. You know, people will say like, well, why aren't you headlining your CD release? And it's like, well, when I get off stage, I want to party.
Yeah. Headlining, can I just say that headlining and playing last is
not... Oh, we're giving ourselves
not,
away. I mean, but yeah, I mean, they're like, Grenades is like the funnest band in Dayton that I can think of. So to get them to just come up and just rock and throw some party music around and we can just hang with all our friends and everybody that comes out, it's just going to be a super fun night.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's a celebration. You guys ought to enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't want to get off stage at 2 in the morning and be like, all right, well, let's...
Go get some barbecue and go to sleep.
Sure.
Well, what about, are you guys planning on any sort of digital distribution for the album?
Yes,
yeah, we'll
absolutely. In fact, I believe that, you know, we'll have a first run of the hard copies, but I mean, just the climate the way it is now, I mean, you must have digitally distribute. And so we will be iTunes.
We'll be on iTunes, Amazon, all the big ones.
All the big ones. All of them.
Every one of them.
Every big one.
Is there two? Is there only two now? I don't know.
I believe there's three big ones.
There's three big ones. We'll be on all three big ones. If another one springs up between now and then.
The point is we'll be on no small ones.
No.
Yeah, we're explicit about that.
But yeah, that'll be out. We'll probably release it that weekend as well. Yeah.
Okay, great, great. What are your plans after you get done with the big, you know, the big celebration? Are you guys going to go right back in and start working on the next one, or try to do a little bit of touring, or all of the above?
All of the above. That's the way we've always rolled. Everything at once at the same time and just get the wheel turning.
Actually, No, I'm sorry, Adam. That's not how it's going to happen this time.
Chance, tell us what our plans are.
Our plan, well, I mean,
according to Chance.
According to me, now this spread probably won't work out. We'll probably just sleep for the next week. This has kind of been, for lack of a better term, a speed bump, I suppose. The first full length. And everything that it entails, like a really well mastered album, thought out artwork, like just a real like a product, you know, not just some EP that we've worked on and released three or four songs every couple months or something like that. Like this is what we are going to support now.
And keeping your pride involved in it.
Yeah, sure, and integrity as far as, you know, presenting this is the best possible way. And so now we have something to support that, you know, before. It made sense to go out and play it. It always makes sense to go out of town and get your name out and play in other places. But if we have a product and we have something that we can leave with people, and even if one or two songs grabs them out of 10 versus one out of three that we have available, this just makes it easier and more feasible, and it makes more sense to go out now and do a week.
Yeah,
circuit.
It's something we haven't, you know, had a whole lot of availability to do, being in the studio so much, and then now that we've got this thing to say. When we go out of town, we've got something to leave in people's hands, you know, versus going out without nothing, you know, maybe some shirts or some stickers, going out and getting that CD out into another town. So we're hoping to play out as much as possible. That's
also
definitely our main focus is playing out and touring.
We have time now. I mean, these guys, you know, we all work a lot and we, you know, struggle to even get together twice a week. And the things that we do individually lately have been, you know, well, first, you know, I was obviously tracking when one of us had to be there to engineer a session. And now, and then it's been recently, just every bit of free time has been like mixing, at least for these guys. I have no idea what I'm doing behind a mixing board. But
we'll release your version later on.
my version is all acoustic, recorded on my cell phone. But I had a train of thought, Alex.
So the album...
We have more time. We have time now to book a, you know, a weekend or something. You know, like I say, we still have to work and pay the bills, and it's I know. I suppose it's everyone's goal to be able to just support yourself playing music.
Of course.
And obviously that's the end goal, I suppose, at this point. But for now, we don't have that luxury. So, but what we do have is this album done. So we have time to put together a weekend of three dates, or to, we're shooting, we just got done shooting of the rest of a music video that's being edited now. And that stuff just takes time. You know, and when you're in the studio and you're constantly working, and not to mention things like having it on your head, like, when is this album released? When, you know, one more week, two more weeks, another month, you know, I don't know. It's just a lot off our shoulders now, and we have time now to go to the next step.
It seems like the album is both, having it done is like both a sigh of relief and kind of the springboard to, you know, the next part of what you guys want to do with the band.
It opens a lot of doors.
The next level.
Taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Level two.
Level two.
We've been at level one for a while.
Like 4 years.
Well, tell me, so how was doing a music video? I know that...
Cold.
Yeah.
Really cold. We shot the first part in February?
January.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Outdoors. Actually, in Caesars Creek.
At like nine in the morning.
There's like tons of different places, but pretty much most of them are outdoors. Except for my brother, Zach, the drummer. He's not here with us tonight. He got to shoot his indoor, so it was nice and warm for him. But the rest of us were like, I mean, 14, 16-hour days, all of us out there, like, helping out in the middle of winter. Outside.
I have to admit, not all of us. I wasn't helping much. I just showed up for the shoot and left because I was...
Complained
about it being cold. I was the only one that complained about it being cold, I guess, according to Alex. But no, I mean, it turned out really well. We did one session of just shots with no music, just outdoor shots, obviously. And then just recently, 2 weeks ago or so, we did footage of us playing.
And it was for the first song that we played.
For the first song that was the first song of the album.
The first song we played on the album tonight.
Forming Circles.
Forming Circles, yes.
Yeah.
And it was... done by my sister, who's actually a really excellent video artist.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
The Rundle family, may I just say, has been a huge help. Not so much
Thank
Alex,
you,
but his dad and his sister. Like, Alex could frankly do a little more, let's be honest. But Phil Rundle, his dad, is just, man.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank those
I mean,
dudes.
The whole thing's in HD, and it's just awesome what you can do with technology these days, you know?
Text messaging.
Radio.
The magic of radio.
Yeah.
Well, is it, you know, you're talking about being, you know, having your sister do the music video and things like that. Is it nice to sort of, you know, in the same vein of being able to record and produce your album, sort of have this family effort and have,
Absolutely.
You know, people close to you helping out?
It was a resource that we're lucky to have. It just worked out that way. And, she's kind of come into her own right at the right time to make this. So it was something that thankfully she was really excited about doing and I think did a really good job. And we'll have that out here in about a week and a half.
Okay.
What?
So get that done in a week and a half.
Yeah, Aaron, if you're listening. If you're listening, that is done.
Probably not a week and a half, but sometime before the show, before the CD comes out, I'd like to put it up, a little preview, so.
Very cool. Well, guys, is there anything else that you want people to know before we hear some more music?
Just come out and check the show out. It's going to be the Future Laureates are a great band from
Very
what I've heard
band.
So far. I'm
Very
really
band.
Excited to see them. And Grenades, just they're our dudes. They're our friends,
yeah.
And they actually have a rehearsal space right down the road or right down the street, the hall from our place, and. It's going to be a lot of fun. Good bands, good time.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that we know knows we've been working on this thing for a long time. I mean, just
a comically long time.
Sweat, tears, blood, everything involved in it. You know, so it'd mean a lot, you know, for everybody that we know to come out and just celebrate with us. This is our biggest moment.
And you can come out and see these guys on July 30th at Canal Street Tavern. It's going to be the CD release party, and I think we're ready to hear some more live music.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to let these guys get ready. We will be right back to hear some more live tunes as well as another track from New Vega's new album. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
Who indeed are Foster the People? Their impossibly catchy song, Pumped Up Kicks, seems to be everywhere. I'm David Dye. We'll discuss that song and hear it and more as the LA band joins us, Foster the People, in the studio live on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after our excursions on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I'm joined here in the studio by New Vega. They're going to play another live track for us, and then we're going to hear another track from their new CD.
It's called Stop Signs and Silhouettes.
New Vega, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to hear another track from their new album. It's called Tempo. You can check it out at their CD release party July 30th at Canal Street Tavern. This one is called Thrown Like Dice.
Of life,
way,
through the century.
That was New Vega from their brand new album, Tempo. It was Thrown Like Dice. You can check them out on July 30th at Canal Street Tavern. It's their CD release party. They're going to be playing with the Future Laureates and Grenades. Grenades? How do you? I'm going to have to work on that delivery for that one.
That's pretty good.
I do what I can. guys, real quick, before we go, where can people check you guys out online?
Well, Facebook, obviously. Facebook.com/NewVega. And then from there, I believe that links to Reverb Nation or around Reverb Nation, Sonic Bids. We have the domain.
The website will be up by the CD release as well. We have somebody working on that as well. So.
I believe that's NewVega.com.
That is NewVega.com.
NewVega.com.
Paid dearly, like $15 yes. for it.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a very popular name.
So that's pretty cool. So
the usual suspects.
The
Facebook,
usual,
yeah. Nation.
And again, that's another thing that once this album's done, we'll be revamping. Or once this album's out, we'll be revamping everything. You know, simplifying things, and so.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You can check out New Vega. They've got a brand new album coming out. It's called Tempo. You can see them and get the album July 30th at Canal Street Tavern. They're going to be playing with Grenades and this next band. They are Future Laureates, and this is Kingston Blues. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Send you some.